This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Well, Liam, Robbie and Ness on the Family Show this morning. We are going to pit our stomachs up against each other today. We're having a taste test today. We've never actually competed when it comes to food. We've always just assumed that Robbie was the king.
I'm not sure why.
I'm the fresh prince and the maiden in the corner over here who normally...
She's the cook.
She makes it all for us. Peter Engel is here from Mayfield Chocolates. We've got Peter. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Listen, is it our favourite time of year or what? We were just talking before about how much we actually love chocolate in general. Yeah. Full stop. Just love chocolate.
Yes, well, it's very popular, especially this time of year, and it actually goes crazy.
I saw them making homemade Easter eggs the other day on, I think, Better Homes, and I thought, why would you bother when there's umpteen billion just in the shops around at the moment?
Well, it's fun for the kids to have a go, but tempering chocolate's pretty tricky to do at home, so, you know, you can go to the experts and get
it something. It is a bit of an art form, isn't it? I think of, like, you know, good quality chocolate, I think of, you know, coffee as well. You know, like, some people are really right into it.
Yes, well, there's chocolate, it's a major field, there's a lot of things you can do with it, and one thing we do with it is feature flavours of Australia, because Australia makes lots of good food, so why don't we use them with the chocolate? So, for instance, we do South Australian brandy and fresh cream. Our caramel's a real caramel made with Queensland sugar. And
is it as glamorous as it sounds working in a chocolate factory? Like, it does sound like everyone's dream, but, you know... I had a mate that worked in a factory similar down in Victoria, and they had a spill once, and he had to mop up about 10,000 litres of chocolate. And he said, about the second 1,000 litre, it wasn't that fun anymore. It wasn't as good as it sounds.
We haven't had any spills like that. Well, you know, working in air-conditioned comfort, you know, surrounded by the aroma of chocolate all day, it isn't actually that bad.
How did you get into it? How did you say, all of a sudden, I'm going to be a chocolate maker?
And then I went and studied confectionery technology in Germany for a while.
Oh, as you do.
Yeah, as you do.
And are you then, a doctor of chocolate?
No, well, no, I'm a confectioner.
Choc-choc, yep.
Confectioner.
Yes. So then we came back and did our product development in Brisbane with all our recipes, which took a while. And you have to evaluate the shelf life of what you're doing, that type of thing, the flavours. And I started the business with my partner, and off we went.
All right, so we're going to get to the good stuff. This is an eat-off right now.
Okay.
Out of the three of us, I mean, just looking at us, sight unseen, you haven't ever met us before. Who do you think would be the connoisseur? Who's got the taste buds of all taste buds?
I think Ness. Yeah.
Oh, there you
wrong
go.
Answer. Yeah.
But I could good answer.
Really, Peter?
But I could be quite wrong.
Experience doesn't count for anything after all these years of eating so much chocolate. How are we going to do this? Close our eyes?
Part of the art of discrimination is being able to say no sometimes.
Yeah.
And
we won't be doing that this morning.
No, that's fine.
So we're going to have a taste test here.
Okay, so we're going to try and guess maybe what's
going on. Guess the
flavour,
is that what we're saying?
So guess the flavour?
All right.
Yeah, that's not easy, actually.
No.
If I tell you what it is, you'll go, oh, yes. But if you're trying to pick it, sometimes it's hard. But I might...
So separate flavours? You give us one flavour each and see if we can guess it?
Yeah, and I might make it easy for you to start off with what I think is an easy flavour.
Okay, Pass them over, Pete.
Here we go.
Get your taste buds practising.
Every now and again you come to work and you think, geez, I'm in the right industry. I really have a good job.
Tasting, wow.
Yeah.
So we don't really need to close our eyes because we're tasting what's in
the center. That's right, yeah. So try that one there.
Okay. Yep.
Are we allowed to say what...
It's got a little leaf shape on top.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, that one there?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm not giving away anything. It's milk chocolate.
Oh. Yeah.
But what's inside?
Oozing caramel.
Mm. Some sort of caramel in it.
Mm.
And oozing.
Okay, you got it right. It's a caramel.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
There you go.
It's a real caramel.
That was too easy. We need another one.
You can taste that. That's the real caramel. It's got this amazing flavour.
Mm. How do you get runny caramel inside a chocolate?
Well, that's a secret, really.
All right.
I don't want to talk about the leprechauns.
I love that.
Okay. Next one.
Next one.
Give us another try. Another one here.
All right. Now this one is a lot more subtle.
Okay.
And
not like tricky.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Right. Thank you.
There you go. All so right. This is a milk chocolate again.
All right. It's got a little white stripe on it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right.
I won't give any hints.
Hang on, let's all have a taste and a guess. Hang on.
What is that flavour?
Mm.
It's subtle.
Mm.
Hang on.
Lemon myrtle?
Yes!
Oh,
wow.
What a show.
What a champion.
Okay.
I'm still getting the caramel.
I think we
out
just found
tree.
Our professional
no,
taste.
I was getting the caramel out of my tree.
Or lemon myrtle. I had an auntie myrtle.
So do I, actually. It's subtle.
Yes.
It's really subtle, but it just has this little.
As opposed to your ability to win competitions, which is not subtle at all.
Is that a praline or something?
It's like a ganache. So it's made with fresh cream.
That's your area, Liam.
All right.
Fresh cream and chocolate.
Redraw.
So it's a lemon myrtle ganache.
Redraw. One more, Peter. Yeah, okay. Maybe two more.
Okay, this might be more up your alley, guys, because it's got alcohol in it. Oh, right. I gave you a clue. But
okay.
You have to, so do you want this? Okay.
I'm going to be quick. I'm going to eat first to try and beat her.
All right.
Okay. Let's have a look. Ooh, it's round.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a hot cross truffle, actually. And at Mayfield Chocolates, we do some seasonal chocolates different times
Randy?
Of the year.
Cherry liqueur.
No.
Cherry liqueur.
No. Mm. It's not that strong. It's more subtle.
Port.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's
actually, that's
well,
wow.
That, it's a drinking.
She's a Lutheran.
Wow.
Wow, really nice.
Yeah, and it's got a fruit in it. It's plum
right,
and pork.
Three.
Raisins.
Plums.
Plums.
Yeah.
Let me try.
All right. One more go.
Okay.
One more go.
Oh, we've got a beater.
One more.
Yeah, okay.
I nearly got that one.
Yeah.
Okay. This
you're
one.
On
pretty
the
good,
check.
Ness.
You're on the
that.
Right track.
Oh, it's the best of four.
Okay.
Yeah. Ness is winning four.
So this is a dark chocolate.
You wonder why it took you so long to lose your baby weight. I think I know why.
I think so, too.
All right.
So you find this is it's different again from the others.
Whoa, that's strong.
Yep.
Mm. It's got booze in it.
Yep.
That's like Ness's alley. She stays at home, man. That's wife.
Whoa. I can give you a clue.
Is it right?
No. It's pretty similar.
Brandy.
I'll do, mate.
It's brandy and sultana ganache. Mm. Again, it's a ganache.
And that dark chocolate.
Four out of four. How good, Vanessa Gibson?
Great.
I think I found my new calling in life.
That's really impressive.
I don't feel so
one
good.
More.
That's all I can't fit anymore in.
Peter,
wow.
Thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to meet you. That was all
You're
fun.
Most welcome.
Is there such a thing as a chocolate headache?
No. That was a lot of fun. Not so much fun that Vanessa won 4-0. But what a skill, hey? What a skill.
I'll say.
And delicious chocolates. Thank you so much to Peter Ingle from Mayfield Chocolates. If you smell that smell when you're at the barracks, it's because he's got his chocolate factory hidden deep in the bowels. Good to talk to you,
That's
mate.
That's right.
Happy Easter to you and your family, hey? Nice to meet you.
Thank you, and beautiful. Happy Easter to you all. And
I think she cheated, Robbie. I could be wrong.
I reckon they're cahoots.
No, that was legit.
Wow.
That's a natural skill.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.